I brought some crackers today, so Bess is going to hand those out at the end of our lesson, okay, to all the kids. Thank you. Hi, good morning. Welcome. I'm so glad you're all here today. And I want to thank Pastor for telling us that reading the Bible can sometimes be hard to understand, right? Because that's a good reason why we're all here. So, ties right into my lesson. Does anyone know what the word community means? Group of people, right? They live together or they gather together for shared reasons. A community is helpful in a number of ways. It can teach you things that you didn't know. It can remind you of things you knew but have forgotten. It helps you to keep doing the things that the community cares about and why you joined it in the first place. It listens to you and cares about what you say and do. So think for a minute. How many communities do you think you belong to? I definitely think it's more than one. Can you think of some groups or communities you belong to? What's an example? How about your family? It's a community. Here at Trinity, we are a community, a faith community that you belong to. Your friends at school are a type of community too. Does anybody do scouting? Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts? That's a community, right? Yeah. Okay. And let's say you meet somebody at the gym or at the tennis club or something and you play sports with them. That can be a community. Somebody's counting on you and doing the same things. How about any hobbies that you have? Quilting or video games, or maybe you like to read science fiction? Those are all communities you can have. One of the popular communities we have now are online communities, right? Facebook and other groups like that where you share things and knowledge and information and support. Well, in today's scripture, we heard that Jesus had a faith community too, even when he was really young. Two of the people in that community were Simeon and Anna. We heard Simeon talking to Mary and Joseph, and what he tells them are reminders about who Jesus is going to be and what he will do in and for their faith community. Did you hear what Mary and Joseph's response was? They were amazed. It said they marveled, which tells us they were listening very carefully, that these were really important words for them to hear. So just like Jesus, we are part of our faith community where we can learn, teach, and remind each other about God, where we can share important words with each other and encourage each other to keep paying attention to God. So thank you and everyone here for belonging to this faith community. In our new year of 2018, may we continue to learn, teach, and remind each other about paying attention to God. That's the good news for today. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for this faith community that reminds us to keep paying attention to you so that we can live like Jesus did. Amen.